So welcome, everybody. It's really nice to have you here. And I just want to remind you, as we do at the beginning of every service on Sunday morning, that our help, especially today, is in the name of the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. And then to bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you from this day forth into eternity. Our Lenten photo challenge this week was the theme Broken, based on the text from Jeremiah 2. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the foundation of living waters, and hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. So I'm going to switch to a screen share and then show that video.
trespassing satellites intersecting my night sky, just like gold. All these broken angels, all these tattered wings, all these things come alive in me. All these broken angels, all these scary things, all these dreams are alive in me. All these broken
Thank you for sending in your photos. Appreciate it very much. I'd like to read with you this morning Psalm 46. And of course, you will immediately recognize the encouragement that we're trying to gain for our time. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives away, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And let's pray for just a second. Lord, as we just spend a couple minutes on this psalm, in the time in which we're living, we pray for your blessing that even through this strange way of connecting, that we will somehow feel your spirit, we will hear your voice, that we will feel like we are together as your people, coming to you and looking to you for the help and encouragement that we need. And so we ask your blessing on this time, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's kind of interesting. I'm, of course, not continuing with our Romans series this morning, but as I was thinking about the whole situation that we're in, I thought back, as you remember, every Sunday morning as we've been talking about Romans, we've been mentioning Iris and Nereus, people who were living in Rome, living as exiles in Rome, living as, certainly in Iris's case, as a slave in Rome. We've been trying to understand their position as victims, as marginalized, as underprivileged, as they listened to the letter to the Romans. And I've almost always said every week that it's very hard for us to understand their situation because we're privileged, wealthy, healthy Americans in 2020. And it's very hard for us to get kind of a gut feeling of what they might have been experiencing as they listened to this letter. And I'm wondering if one of the advantages of the situation that we're in now is that we may be able to understand them just a little bit better. We're all facing a threat from a virus over which we have no control. It's just It's going to happen. It's going to do what it's going to do. And we really don't have very much to say about it, except, of course, some precautions and social distancing. Our daily lives are now deeply influenced by forces, whether empire in the positive or the negative sense, that we really don't have any control over. Government on its local, state, and federal level, we have to trust them to tell the truth and to take good measures. We have to listen to medical experts and caregivers. The stock market is totally out of our control. It's always been, but now that's just in a more explicit way. Travel is restricted. If you wanted to fly somewhere, you can't. Or if I know there are people that have had people wanting to come back from Europe or whatever, for whom that's been very difficult. Then, of course, there's the unknown future. How long will this last? What will be the long-term impact on me personally, on ones I love? Will I or will ones I love get ill? What's going to happen? So all these forces and all these things that we don't have any say about are impacting us. We've lost control over a good portion of our lives. And that's why I've chosen Psalm 46 this morning, especially the first couple verses, and then we'll skip over to the last couple verses. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, because God is there, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. The sea back in the time of this writing and in the cultures of that time was the place of chaos and danger. When it roared and foamed, people feared. Think of the soldiers on the ship with Jonah. The mountains are the place of safety and stability. It's also the place where ancient cultures placed their gods and places of worship. They were safe, solid places. And so this psalm gives a picture of the seas foaming and churning, and of the mountains that are supposed to be stable, cracking and falling and moving and collapsing. And still in the midst of the shaking of every single thing in our lives, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. We will not fear. Our fundamental attitude will be one of trust. And then I think it was last week, I'm sure it was last week, we looked at this verse from Romans, Romans 8, 38 to 39. And I want to mention it again, just because for me, it's such an important word of God in all of my life, but especially in this time. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord, shown in his incarnation, death, resurrection, and ascension. So take our precautions. And of course, it's natural to have some fear, to have some anxiety, to wonder what's happened, to be concerned about ourselves and others. But underneath that, we're always clinging to this fundamental trust that whatever happens, there is nothing, not even death, should that happen, that would be able to separate any of us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. But then I want to go to the last two verses of this Psalm 46, verses 10 and 11. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And this exaltation that's used here, this word exaltation, when we read it, we tend to think of worship. We're worshiping God, we're singing, we're lifting up our hands. In some cultures, we're bowing down. We do it privately. We do it in our church services. We do it in other groups. And of course, when we get to heaven, we'll be worshiping God there. We tend to think of it as a vertical thing. It's between us and God. And that's exactly right, and that's exactly true. But I think in reality, it just as much, if not more, refers to God's presence and his justice and his kingdom in the world. I think of that verse, one of my favorites, from Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's not a vertical thing. That's a horizontal thing moving out, and a totally other image of the sea as we had at the beginning of Psalm 46. Instead of the sea being a place of danger and chaos and destruction, this is the glory, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord moving out over the earth as the waters cover the sea. And what I'd like to encourage us all as we're in this time of social isolation is to remember that we are called even now to move out into the world in any ways that we can. And in doing so, we are exalting the Lord and bringing his glory all over the earth as the waters cover the sea. Some of you know or remember that in the first centuries of the early church, in the Roman Empire, there were lots of plagues and diseases, times of particularly the same kind of plagues and viruses that we're having now. And what tended to happen in a village or in a town or in a city when it really got bad and things really got desperate, and of course there wasn't the medical care or knowledge that there is today, the rich people, the government officials would flee those cities and towns and would move out into the rural areas, maybe into summer homes that they had. They would leave. And it was the Christians that stayed. And they served the people. They took care of the sick. They fed the sick. And they buried the dead, oftentimes at risk of their own lives. And they did that certainly out of love, but also rooted in the fact that they knew that there was a resurrection from the dead and that the dead was not the last word. I ran this week across a quote from one of the early church fathers, Dionysius, who wrote this around 260 AD of the Christians of that time. And this is what he wrote. Heedless of danger, they took charge of the sick, ministering to them in Christ, and with them departed this life serenely happy, for they were infected with the disease, drawing on themselves the sickness of their neighbors and cheerfully accepting their pains. Now, I'm not suggesting we go and deliberately get ourselves sick and die from the coronavirus, but here's the attitude that as Christians, as part of the kingdom of God, we move into the world and we exalt God. We bring his glory around the world by looking for ways to serve in the situation in which we find ourselves today here in March of 2020 in the Philadelphia area of the United States. So how can we do that? There's a lot of ways. I'm sure you thought of some of them yourself. And certainly internet provides a lot of possibilities. The main one, of course, that everybody can do from anywhere is just prayer. Prayers, again, for all levels, for all kinds of ways in which this is impacting. But I would encourage you especially to be praying for your neighbors, for those around you, for the houses you can see, for people that you know who are maybe either vulnerable or who are in some kind of isolation. Just remember those people in your prayers. A card, send a card to people. A phone call is just a great way, without any risk at all, to just check in with somebody, say hello. It only needs to last a minute or two. But this is also a time when people want to tell their stories. So if you give somebody a call and give him or her an opportunity to tell their story, they almost certainly will. Looking out for a neighbor who is housebound and perhaps needs help of some kind. I actually ran across on internet a card that you can fill out and drop at your neighbor's house and offer help. I'll be making that card available to you so that you could download it and copy it just as maybe a way to get started. Looking out for a family whose kids are home, maybe a parent who can't get to work or can't work as much because the children are home. Is there a way that you or in some way or another could provide childcare? And there's a whole bunch of other ways. Some of us are actually involved in our own businesses, in working and in providing for employees. Have we thought about how we can provide for and care for our employees if they would get sick? Would we give them sick pay, even if maybe by law we're not required to? What could we do to make sure that our employees, the people that we're working with, know that we're interested in taking care of them? There's all kinds of ways we can think about to move out into our
good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to begin in worship here in just a second. I want to welcome you that are here in the room.
I don't know what's happening here.
Thousands of people that be.
Oh, there we go. That was weird. Sorry about that interruption. Just by following Jesus and moving into people's lives as we can in this situation, we really are bringing the glory of the Lord to cover the earth. So I just wanted to lay these two things before you this morning. The fundamental trust that we have that nothing in all of creation can separate us from the love of God. And number two, that the call of God upon us is to move out into our world in every way we can, given the limitations that we have. And by doing so, we really are giving purpose and meaning to this time of upheaval, danger, and inconvenience. So be safe, take your precautions, make good decisions, find comfort and trust in God, and remember that we have an unprecedented opportunity in this time, something that none of us has ever experienced before, to act redemptively, to act as if the kingdom of God is real and alive, and if Jesus and that Jesus is calling us to follow his example. He who emptied himself of all glory and served even to the point of death. So that's what I wanted to share with you this morning. And I hope that gives you something to think about. And feel free, of course, to read and meditate on Psalm 46 in the coming days. I wanted to go to a time of prayer. Dear Jesus, during your ministry on earth, you showed your power and caring by healing people of all ages and stations of life from physical, mental, and spiritual ailments. Be present now to people who need your loving touch because of COVID-19. May they feel your power of healing through the care of doctors and nurses. Lord of peace, we remember those living in coronavirus hotspots and those currently in isolation. May they know your presence in their isolation, your peace in their turmoil, and your patience in their waiting. We especially remember those who are in long-term care facilities and who are now not allowed to have visitors. We pray that you will be with them and minister to them deeply in the loneliness which they must experience. And be also with their families in their concern and anxiety. Take away fear, anxiety, and feelings of isolation from people receiving treatment or under quarantine. Give them a sense of purpose in pursuing health and protecting others from exposure to the disease. Protect their families and friends and bring peace to all who love them. Dear Lord, we lift to you our concern for people who are more likely than others to become severely ill from the virus, elderly, and people with chronic health conditions. Protect them from harm and be their comfort in this time of uncertainty. We pray for medical professionals, for caregivers, for researchers, and leaders responsible for decisions about fighting the new coronavirus. Grant them resilience in weariness, discernment in diagnosis, and compassion upon compassion as they care. We pray, too, for our leaders, the World Health Organization, state, local, and national governments, heads of schools, hospitals, and other institutions. Since you have positioned these people in public service for this hour, we ask you to grant them wisdom beyond their own wisdom to contain this virus, faith beyond their own faith to fight this fear, and strength beyond their own strength to sustain vital institutions through this time of turmoil. We thank you for the army of researchers cooperating towards a vaccine and a cure. Give them clarity and unexpected breakthroughs. May truth and empathy be the touchstones of all people setting policies for our protection. We pray also particularly for those who are grieving, reeling from the loss of the sudden loss of loved ones. May they somehow know your fellowship in their suffering, your comfort in their loss, and your hope in their despair. We pray for those who are not able to work for whatever reason and have no sick days or paid leave. We pray for those who are not insured or underinsured as they make medical health decisions that may impact their pocketbook in major ways. We pray for those who need to work but now have to take care of children at home. We pray for the government and employers that just and fair assistance will be made available to those in need. We pray for us as a church and for the church in a broader sense that we may trust you and not fear. Help us to encourage one another to trust and to good works. Help us to have an eye for those around us in need of whatever kind. May it be that your glory will shine through us as we minister to those in need. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And we also want to remember Patty and her mom out in California, especially after the fall of yesterday. Thank you that nothing was broken. And we pray that you will just bless Patty and the rest of the family as they care for her mom. We're grateful that Vanjie's chemo is going well. And we ask your blessing on her and Dwight as they go through this process, and especially the wisdom that they need to protect themselves in this particular time. We remember also Jacob in his work in emergency room, which must at this time be extremely stressful, as well as the implicit dangers that are involved there. We ask for your protection on him. And again, for all of our those in our community who particularly are working in the medical field in whatever way that is, that your grace and love and protection and strengthening will be with them. So, Lord, we thank you that we're able to come to you. We want to ask you to hear our prayers because we pray them in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A couple of announcements for you to note, and I'll be making sure that they get to you also on Facebook and in the email. The first one is that starting tomorrow, every weekday, that is Monday through Friday, we will be having two what I'm calling in-touch moments on Zoom, just like we're meeting now. They will be at 12:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and the idea is that we would just have a moment to connect with each other. If just one person comes besides me, that's fine. Don't feel any obligation at all. It's not like some official thing. But it's just a moment for us to connect, just share our stories, tell what's happening. We'll do a short, probably from the Book of Common Prayer, a short Bible reading and a short prayer. It's just a moment to be in touch, especially now that we're not allowed to be in touch. So that will be 12:30 and 7:30 p.m. every weekday. I'll be sending you also the link, but again, it'll be through this Zoom. It'll be exactly the same in terms of form as we're doing. So please feel free to join us in that if you can. Invite others if you want to. Again, just a moment to connect and to just make sure that we're there for each other. Then a reminder, we'll continue to do the Lenten Photo Challenge. The theme for this coming week is transformation. And the passage is from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, and here's the transformation part, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Again, I'll send that out via email. Really appreciate the photos you've been sending in so far. So please keep doing it, and then we'll have another video next week. Then I was made aware yesterday that the Wednesday evening Lenten meals, as you assumed, but it's been definite, are canceled, so they will not be happening anymore. And then just a note about the little free pantry. It appears that it is being used a little more. The pace is picking up, and it's likely that that may happen. The deacons will be taking the responsibility of checking and restocking it in between Sundays. If you have food that you'd like to drop by, you can just drop by the church and drop it off in the front foyer of the church. You don't have to see anybody. Surrey is not meeting for at least the next 2 weeks, so no one is in the building, so you're safe from that perspective. So just so you know that's going on. And those are basically the announcements that we have, and again, we'll send them all out in the normal ways that we do. So let me give you God's blessing. And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to show one more video, which is a piece of music. It's called Total Praise. It's, I think, basically drawn from Psalm 121. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my strength. I think most of you know it. It's really very, very beautiful. And so you can go, you can stay. It's about 3 minutes. And then when that is over, then I'll be closing the meeting. If any of you have any comments on how this has gone, especially ways to improve it, feel free to give me a call, give me an email or whatever. Again, whatever we can do to make it a better experience for you, we want to do that. So let me send you from this place with God's greeting and God's blessing and God's word of grace and peace for you and for those whom you love. May El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, who loves you, protect you. May Jesus Christ, his Son, who died for you, save you. And may the Holy Spirit, who broods over the chaos and fills your life with peace, intercede for you and in you for others at this time. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
My life.
you all. God bless.
Thank you, Norman.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Norman, and blessings, everybody. Everybody else.
Thanks, Bill.
Takes care of themselves.
It's